Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Can You Get to That? My name is Matthew Olson. I'm one of the two hosts, and I got a question for you.
Are we talking to me or to the listeners?
Both.
Okay.
Caitlin.
I'll speak since I'm here.
Speak for the listeners, Caitlin.
With you. Yes, Matt, what is your question?
You hiding any fucking grapes from me?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Are you hiding some grapes?
Why do you ask?
I mean, I'm just trying to find out what the grape situation in my vicinity is right now.
Are you missing any grapes?
I purposely am not holding any grapes. I have not purchased any grapes.
You're not holding?
Recently. Well, I have some grapes.
Uh-huh.
But I have no California grapes.
Are they in wine? Are they in a bottle of wine?
Fermented juice. Hey, I'm not the one who's being asked, do you have any grapes right now? You are. You got any grapes?
I don't have any grapes.
Okay.
But you can have that. Maybe I thought this was maybe like when I was like a teenager and people would ask me like, hey, do you have any weed? And I would be like, maybe, because I knew that the right answer was not no.
How many times did you get asked, have you had weed though?
Like constantly, every single day.
It was the hat, right? It was the hat that made people think you were packing dubs.
Yeah, it was the hat.
See, I was not a hat kid, and people took one look at me and were like,
Matt,
that kid don't smoke.
Matt, don't try to pretend like you never wore a hat as a teen. I know you had a hat.
Okay, I had a hat. I had...
Yeah, you did.
I had a newsy cap that I wore for like three weeks.
Okay.
I was not...
We can move on from this now. I don't want to...
I just want to know, do you have any fucking California grapes?
No, I don't. I do not.
Okay, good. Because I'm still...
I don't really eat grapes.
Oh. Raisins? Raisins count. Grape products.
I have some raisins
California.
At home, but I don't know if they were made in California.
I'm still observing...
You're still observing the boycott.
I'm still observing the boycott.
That was long before either of us was born.
Yes.
How has that been working out for you?
Look, I've been reading a lot, probably too much on the internet for my own good of late, with how to be a good activist and, you know, speak through my actions.
How to attempt to live a moral life under the yoke of capitalism.
Yeah. And I think when a boycott's done, it's not still... It doesn't do much to continue the boycott.
Mm-hmm. I would say that's true in general.
But I've been reading all this shit on Tumblr, and it's got me all topsy-turvy, Caitlin. I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah, I mean, you can go to some places on Tumblr.
Yeah.
You know?
Not like...
Read some things.
Not like our familiar stomping grounds.
Not like good old Wikipedia.
Always a straight line path.
Yeah. Can I tell you, I did some wiki edits this week on Wikipedia.
Oh, shit.
Nothing like... I mean, I feel like they were good edits. Like, I feel like a responsible member of the community, actually.
Okay, last week I got, I think, half submerged in some hot water.
Yeah.
With my racing tactics.
Yeah.
But meanwhile, you've been out there fucking, like, filing down...
Just boiling myself alive.
No, you've been leveling the tarmac. You've been leveling
the
pavement. Yeah, you've been out there with a file.
Just a fingernail
file. Just a fingernail file, making little tiny changes. Uh-huh. No, you've been out there crushing pavement. No, that still doesn't make sense.
Spreading tar?
Yeah. You're spreading that hyperlink aren't you?
Hot tar. No, I actually didn't add any links. It wasn't about that.
It was information.
It was just information that I felt was... Oh. Lacking.
Can you give me some examples?
Well, the main thing I did was that you know about the lawsuit that the women's national soccer team is filing against the U.S. Soccer Federation, do you?
No.
It's basically we don't get paid enough and you should pay us more.
Oh, okay. We were talking about pay the other day, but I didn't know there was a lawsuit.
Well, that was a different thing we were talking about, but it's okay.
Oh, okay.
Not important. And then I read an article.
Oh, is that the difference between, like, are those different leagues?
Yes.
Ah, I see.
I read an article about the 1999 team, which also won the World Cup, and how the following year they threatened to not play in the Olympics if they weren't going to get paid more, because at that time they weren't not even being paid a living wage on the national team. And so they threatened to sit out the Olympics, and they did boycott this one tournament. And so the U.S. Soccer sent like a bunch of younger players to that. And then the younger players were like, you know what? We're going to do this too, because fuck you guys. And it got them to pay them more. And there was nothing about that on the Wikipedia page. And like the whole page is broken down just by year, which is like stupid.
Mm-hmm.
And it said year 2000. And all it fucking said was like, the team automatically qualified for the Olympics because they won the gold medal the last Olympics. And so their main worry was getting ready for the Olympics. Literally, it used the phrase, their main worry.
Yeah.
Mm. It was like, I don't think that's true.
I don't think that's true either. You got so excited about your good wiki deed
I just almost kicked my computer off the table.
Yeah. But here's my question.
So that's what I did. No links. Citations, nope. I added.
Okay, that was what I was about to ask, because no offense, I was kind of hoping it was going to be something like Star Wars related or
something,
one of your
just some dumb shit.
One of your nerd things.
Yeah.
Not one of your respectable legitimate normal person interests.
Yeah.
Because then it would be automatically funny. So now I got to ask you, how many citations you have? Is it well cited, this thing?
I had like 4 citations, I think. And they're all archived articles from the New York Times and the LA Times.
Okay. That's good.
Yeah.
Because if it was like one link to
Angel Fire fan page.
Haunty Melanie's Angel Fire
Mia Hamm fan page.
Is actually Abby Wambach's first website made on GeoCities. Where it's just like, I love soccer this much. Have you followed this labor dispute?
Oh my God. Have you heard about our girl Abby?
I did.
Ab dab.
For the listeners at home who are unaware, local soccer star Abby Wambach was...
Well, I mean, international soccer star Abby Wambach,
locally
who happens
based,
to live here.
Locally based international soccer star,
yeah.
Abby Wambach, was arrested for a DUI?
Yeah.
Yeah. Was it weed, though?
No, I'm pretty sure it was alcohol.
Oh, okay. Because if it was weed, though, totally on your side, Abs. God, we got real off topic. I'm glad you were really out there with a file, not with power tools and
right. Just taking the fine file and really getting that smooth surface on there.
You weren't cutting new,
not cutting any new trails
for us. Yeah,
any new freeway exits.
Yeah, you weren't demolishing Arthur Dent's home to make way for the new bypass.
No, nor was I demolishing the planet Earth to make way for a new hyperspace route.
Yeah, I feel like the latter is what happens when we land on a random article, mm-hmm. and then we just open the edit tab and create a link to
that's what that
the
would
place
be
we
like,
want to get
for
to.
Sure, which is cheating, and we've never done that. So
yeah. We're saving that for the finale.
For the finale of the podcast.
We got real off topic.
How was your weekend, though? I'm asking you, do you want to get back on topic?
No. We'll get there eventually, I guess.
Because I do have a thing that I want to just tell you about. Listeners about.
That wasn't the story? Your edits wasn't
no,
the story?
No. Oh. That was a different thing. Sorry. Maybe I shouldn't have even brought that up.
You're just trying to railroad. You're trying to cut the bypass to your story you want to tell by asking me about my weekend.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing.
God. Well, I mean, it was pretty good. You and I went to softball practice.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool, that's going to be my one fun thing for the day. But then I went out to get pizza afterwards.
Yeah.
During which time you were at a Thorns game.
Yeah.
So I'm spoiling parts of your weekend.
That's not the crucial part, so that's fine.
And then after pizza, I went and saw fucking Allegiant with some of...
The Divergent series.
The Divergent series, Allegiant, which was maybe the worst film I've ever seen.
Yeah,
and I had almost blocked it out of my memory of the weekend, but you asked me pointedly, how was your weekend? And now I feel shitty inside.
I'm sorry. I mean, I had a really good time at the movie, so I don't really see what your problem was.
I was not drunk enough to appreciate...
I wasn't either. I was just... high on life, you know?
Jeff Daniels was saying all those bad lines just to spite me.
Uh-huh.
Every dumb decision every character in that film made was expertly designed to piss me off.
To make Matt mad.
Yeah.
But at least you had the Cinnabon bits.
Oh, I had those gooey bites.
Those are so good.
That's a go to the movies.
My favorite thing about the gooey bites is how it's double wrapped in plastic bags, right? And then it lives in a little plastic tray inside the second bag.
Uh-huh.
And they just microwave that entire thing.
Yeah. I love all those polyphenol whatevers that are entering my bod with each with each gooey morsel.
It's like eating dinosaurs. Well, dinosaur particles with every bite.
Sure. Sure, we'll go with that. All right, Caitlin.
Okay.
Evidently, I didn't create the hopping off point.
No,
this probably
it's
happened
okay.
to you on Sunday after
it
we
was
had
Sunday
bagels.
After you had bagels, I went to the Lloyd Center, right?
Yes.
Because I wanted to buy some shirts, right?
Yes. Oh, I got a Snapchat about maybe this thing.
And I walked into the Lloyd Center.
Did it have anything to do with our girl, with our good skater girl, Tanya Harding?
No.
Trained at the Lloyd Center.
It did
Damn.
Not.
Okay.
Oh my God, if I had seen Tanya Harding at the Lloyd Center, like, that would have been the moment of my lifetime.
You know what? Those comments that we were reading out?
Yeah.
I think she took down the comments section of her website, of her web zone.
Oh yeah, you were looking for those the other day.
And I couldn't find any of the creepy
God.
Men being
well,
like,
I'll tell you what, if I...
Tanya, listen, you're still the tops.
If I ever see Tanya at the Lloyd Center... I'll be sure to let her know that I really liked the comment section and wanted to bring it back.
Tanya, you did a triple axel and then you came down and your skate dug a hole right through my heart.
you clubbed Nancy Kerrigan in the knees, but me, you clubbed me in my big soft heart. It's been useless ever since.
I'm rock hard like the club you used to club in Nancy Kerrigan's knees.
I can't love anyone else since then. I'm just stuck with this rock hard boner and I can't do nothing with it.
I've had a boner since the 1994 Winter Olympics and not a doctor can do anything about it.
Only if you go back to skating, Tanya. It's the only thing that'll cure me. I got a hankering for some skatering.
Fuck. Okay. Damn, we're doing our topic a disservice. Okay. We gotta get your story out
okay.
now.
Okay, this is a story. So I walk into the Lloyd Center, the entrance nearest the dollar store.
Okay,
right?
Okay.
I walk in, and perhaps 5 paces from the entrance on the floor is just a pile of shit.
Oh, that's what I remember now. There was some doo-doo.
It was just a pile of poop right there on the carpet.
Well, and it wasn't just there, it was marked out so that no one would step
and
in it.
Someone the way that they marked this out was that they went to the bathroom and got some toilet paper and made a little toilet paper box around the doo-doo.
I could not tell from the Snapchat that was toilet paper. That's I thought that was maybe some like you know,
which
janitor's handyman tape,
which leads me to think that it was nobody's official capacity was that done. It was just like this parent like had their kid shit on the floor. And they're like, oh, fuck. And they, like, ran to the bathroom, grabbed the toilet paper, and they were like, I'm not going to fucking clean this up, but I have to let people know.
Oh, Caitlin. I mean, I'm very thankful for whatever Good Samaritan did this and whatever their impetus for doing it was. But from the Snapchat, I would have a hard time believing that a kid made a pile of poop that large. Like, I don't know, you didn't put anything next to it for scale, but on the Snapchat, it looked pretty damn big. And they also marked a pretty wide berth around the poop.
Well,
so that,
yeah, you know, I mean, that's
common courtesy.
That's common courtesy.
Did it seem like there was anybody who was going to come fix this poop mess?
Nope.
Wow.
It wasn't there when I left. So someone did.
So someone
but
did.
But at the time, there was no indication that anyone with a job there, like, was on top of it.
Okay. Well, I'm glad that you were so excited to share this. I saw some poop at the mall story.
It just felt like, God, it just felt like a kind of a monumental life event, honestly.
Yeah, you know what? I saw some poop.
Really?
Near the Lloyd Center Mall.
Really? Was it dog
weekend.
Poop?
No, you know what it was? It was a Legion.
So it was human excrement.
Yes.
In a sense.
Yes.
Okay.
Human made excrement. Remember that bit I did like 20 minutes ago about grapes?
Yes.
Well, that's because this week's topic, given to us by listener and person we don't know.
Yeah, we should have said this at the top, huh?
Yeah, well.
It's okay.
I'm glad you didn't try to shoehorn your poop story in like while we're midstream trying to get to this week's topic, right. Given to us by listener and person we do not know, Nathan Quinn.
Yeah.
This week's topic is,
Cesar Chavez Day.
Well, okay. Last thing before we launch out.
Yeah.
I was doing some research.
Uh-huh. On Nathan Quinn.
Yes, I was trying to connect to him, add him to my professional network on LinkedIn. No, I was doing research and watching some videos and thinking also about the street in Portland named for Cesar Chavez, where the buses with their automated voices announce Cesar Chavez.
Yeah.
And that was actually the pronunciation used in one of the videos I watched about Cesar Chavez.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm trying to determine is which pronunciation should I default
to.
It
the buses one is closer to the Spanish pronunciation.
Well, I'm trying to think though which one, if I embrace it, makes me sound more white.
This is a problem that I've literally had my entire life,
because if I try to say it right and it's like slightly off or it is on, do I sound like I'm trying very hard to be respectful?
Have we not talked about this?
I don't think so.
Oh my God. This is like my number one cause of anxiety is when I, whether it's a language that I speak or not, like usually this is in a restaurant, this happens to me.
Mm-hmm. Or when I ask you to read something in the IPA on a wiki article.
Well, that's like you ask me to do that and I'll do that. You know, that's a request. So that's fine. But when I go into like,
oh, you have to decide
say
for yourself.
A Mexican restaurant, and I have to decide how I'm going to pronounce the item on the menu.
Yeah.
Like, do I say it how I know a Spanish-speaking person would say it and sound like a fucking asshole?
Yeah.
Or do I just go full American?
Do you go full Peggy Hill?
Full Peggy Hill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck. So which do you, but in this case,
I mean, I say Cesar Chavez because, like, my belief, honestly, is that we're speaking English and we can pronounce things as English speakers, and that's fine.
And also, people know who we mean.
People know who we mean.
Also, in one of the videos, they were interviewing someone who works for a foundation in Cesar Chavez's name, and he kept saying Cesar. Also,
no, it's fine, because, like, we're speaking English. It's not like nobody's, like, offended that we're not pronouncing it like Spanish speakers.
Okay.
But I do have an issue with that, especially if it's a thing where, like, the most recent time I had this anxiety was I was at Spielman, and you know the little rolled up rolled up Hebrew cookies.
Oh, Hamantaschen.
No, those are the triangle ones.
Oh, whoops.
The little rolled up ones. Do you know what those are called? Starts with an R.
Oh shit, rugula.
Right. So that CH sound, which is really like a huh sound.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna fucking say rugula at the Spielman.
I just let it out real subtle, like, didn't I?
But like, so,
you split the uprights.
So here's the thing: is like, right? But what is like the closest English sound that I say to that?
Rugalak.
Exactly, and that's kind of what I end up saying. And it's like that doesn't sound good.
Look,
but I'm not going to do the other thing.
Look, especially in the case of those tasty little shits, you got to blow right past that anxiety and just say what you got to say to get them ordered and on your plate and in your mouth.
Maybe what I can do is just point and say, give me one of those tasty little shits.
You can do that if you know the cashier at Spielman that well. They may assume that you're just ordering a bagel and a smaller bagel, though. Or how about this? Just say everything that you're ordering in a way that is going to throw the cashier off and make it impossible for them to tell whether or not you even know how to say anything.
I would like bagel with cream cheese.
Yeah. And then they'll just be very, they'll shrink back. They'll be very diminutive and polite and say like, oh yes, like anything you want, because suddenly after taking countless orders, they're gonna start thinking it's almost you're borderline gaslighting them at that point, where you're making them question their own perception.
Is that, have I been saying bagel wrong this whole time?
Yes, I work at Spielman Bagels.
Bagel.
All right, click random article. Thank you, Nathan. I hope we do this. Oh boy.
Okay.
Step one.
Here we are.
Izuna.
Yeah.
It's got a double I at the start. That's why I hesitate.
But then it's also known as Mount Izuna, which with just the one I.
Oh, weird.
So
it's known as this because people misspell it all the time. I don't know.
I suppose.
That's not what the wiki article says. I shouldn't say things. Say things that are untrue.
North northwest of the heart of Nagano in Nagano Prefecture. Is Nagano not the... No, it was the previous Olympics.
It was the previous one. Nagano was 98.
98, yeah.
Nagano is the first Winter Olympics that I was, like...
Cognizant of.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I remember being, six... And watching them little speedy shits, mm-hmm, them sleds. Bobsleds, yeah,
those fucking sleds,
rocketing down those chutes.
Yeah, the sled chutes.
They make chutes for them.
They're chutes.
It's a track. It's a course, but also it's just like a slide.
It's a track. It's a course. It's a water slide that's been frozen.
Yes, and going, wow, this is a shit.
Yeah,
and I stand by what I said months ago.
Yes.
I still prefer the Winter Olympics to the Summer Olympics. I know we got summer coming up this year in Rio. Yeah. And I don't give a fuck. Beach volleyball?
No fucks.
Swimming?
Beach volleyball is kind of fun, though. I kind of like the beach volleyball. The swimming, I get so fucking tired of. I hate it.
There's too many swimming events.
Too many swimming races. They need to combine them all into one big swimming race.
What's the number one fucking appeal? Because tell me what the number one fucking appeal of the Summer Olympics is. I'm sure we haven't had the conversation from this angle. And then I will beat it. I will beat it with one Winter Olympic sport. So tell me what's the number one muster.
I mean, I think it varies depending on the Olympics. I think they pick, like, NBC generally is like, this is the cool athlete that you all are going to want to watch.
Sure, okay. It's kind of dependent on who's the stars.
It's like personalities.
But, like, what's the one people are most hyped for, you think, generally?
I mean,
or the most hype worthy summer Olympic sport.
Honestly, Matt, I don't think that's a fair question, because I don't think that's how people watched the Olympics.
I think it kind of is.
I mean, I know I
basketball's a summer Olympic game, isn't it?
Yeah, but like people don't really, because like we know that we're gonna win.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's not even a question, really.
Yeah. Oh, so you think you're trying to take into account the competition angle as well? Like how interesting, I think
that the track and field probably is kind of the biggest thing, because Americans don't really watch that other times of the year.
Yeah, that's true. Do they in soccer? Is that
yeah? Played? Soccer is a summer Olympic
are all
sport.
The normal sports
all the
played?
Pretty much all the normal sports that people play are at the Summer Olympics,
save for ice hockey, I guess,
except for the cold ones.
Okay, don't make me sound that dumb. But do you want to know what my trump card was?
What?
Fucking snowboarding. I didn't have to prompt you for that at all. It just came out from you when you thought of snowboarding. I rest my fucking case. Does anything at the Summer Olympics hold up to, oh wait, this is the one time of the year?
No, nothing. No,
the one time of the 4 years, the twice a decade, that the whole world gets together and watches people fucking tear up
fucking
the slopes.
Shred the slopes.
Fucking shred the slopes. Shred the half pipes.
Yeah, nothing at the Summer Olympics prompts me to... Yeah.
Fuck that.
It prompts me to hear a sick electric guitar solo. So.
Exactly.
And I pictured in my head for just a moment my self image.
Uh-huh.
I was wearing a backwards snapback.
Exactly.
And I looked so
and you were,
fucking
and,
cool.
And you know who was standing right next to you?
Who?
Fucking Shaun White.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. Mount Izuna. God. You tell me what the most interesting thing you see on this page is. I'm gonna check our time.
Well, it's where the bobsleigh and luge track for the 98 Winter Olympics is located.
Cool. The chute.
And why do they call it a bobsleigh?
I don't know.
And not a bobsled, as I have always said.
I have no idea. Okay. Caitlin, we got like half an hour to do this.
All right, let's fucking go. Let's go.
We wasted so much time about poop and more poop.
We didn't waste that much time on the poop thing. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's
this
go.
Fucking Allegiant that did us in.
Yeah.
Boy, okay. Let's think now. I think we should go to Japan. Just Japan, yeah. Pop out geographic. All right. Let's do it.
Japan.
Step two, Japan.
Do 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 do.
Little Street Fighter joke there for all my gamers out there. Japan. Get it?
Whoosh. That was the sound of your joke going over my head.
Oh, it's In the old, well, I think
it's,
I think
Japan is the country where Street Fighter takes
no,
place.
No, no, no. Don't. Do you ever play any of the old ones? And then they would have the like.
I had a friend in high school that I used to play Street Fighter with, and I fucking hated it because he was very good at it, and I was not good at it, and I never had a good time.
That's 50% of friends who played high school Street Fighter's stories, and the other 50% is I fucking loved playing Street Fighter in high school. Yeah, that's some real bullshit.
Yeah, messed up IMO.
Well, yeah, Japan is where Street Fighter is made, but also they would announce the World Warriors country of origin on the select screen. But in the older games, it would be like a hardware emulated speech or like filtered speech. So instead of being like Japan, it would be Japan. And it would be like made out of like 17 discrete beeps forming a man's voice.
Oh, okay.
Like how all sound works.
Like our, like sound waves.
Did you ever smoke a weed while you were a Ling major and think hard to yourself about how all the stuff you're studying is just a string of beeps?
No, I never thought of it like that.
Yeah. Did I just blow your mind a little bit?
I'm not smoking a weed, so no.
Oh, okay.
No, I thought a lot of like, whoa, dude, thoughts about linguistics over the years, but never that particular one. So thank you for that.
Do you have one that's like your golden dude?
I don't have any that are like funny. I just think language is like fucking mind blowing.
We don't always have to be. We can be the I fucking love linguistics podcast for like 5 minutes.
Oh my god! Now you're making it sound bad.
Sorry. We can be the cool linguistics fact podcast for like 5 minutes.
I don't have a cool fact. I just think it's.
Or cool thoughts.
It just blows my fucking mind that we say this string of sounds, this string of we say this string of meaningless sounds with our neck parts and our mouth parts, and like we can communicate abstract thoughts like that. That's fucking insane.
Yeah,
that's all I have to say about that.
Okay.
And people like invented it with our brains.
Do you think animals, other than humans, have like verbalized language?
No.
No.
That's like an empirical fact.
Is that?
Like other animals don't have language.
But, even apes,
even apes that know sign language, like they can't form sentences in the same way that humans can.
But I'm not talking about sentences. I'm talking about like repeatable like fragments, like commands or barks that are interpreted always a particular way.
They super do, but like that's not language.
Oh, language maybe I'm using a
language
wrong
is definitionally
then.
This specific thing.
You gotta have sentences.
Yeah, and like certain kinds of sentences.
Yeah,
I'm gonna click agricultural businesses in Japan.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I see. I see the synapses there. I was watching this shareable web content video. On Facebook a couple hours back.
I was watching a YouTube video.
Well, no, it was one of those videos that's on Facebook. Okay. Not one of those YouTube videos that's on Facebook.
Okay.
It was of this robot that they claimed they had uploaded the brain of a worm into. And like the best of those fucking shareable content vids do, it said that on like the still frame,
right?
And so I was like, well, I gotta see what the fuck
I have
this,
to watch this
I have
now
to, I have to see what the fuck this bullshit's about.
Yeah, you can't not.
And apparently this little worm, this little wormy do,
like an earthworm.
No, it was smaller than that. I think it was like,
was it one of those ones that you like cut up in biology class and they grow back?
I think it was like a tiny, like borderline microscopic worm.
Oh, okay.
They were showing some.
Oh, like a nematode, maybe.
They were showing some footy that looked like it was taken with a microscope.
With a small looker. A zoomer inner.
They were showing some sick skate footy of this worm on a board ripping tricks but through the fisheye lens.
Very small.
But very small. Like smaller than a tech deck board. And it was ripping tricks on like the pages of a notebook, really zoomed into the rings on the spine. Okay. Yeah, that was the sickest micro scale skate park I could think of.
Yeah.
Okay, so it was a tiny worm, okay. And scientists mapped out all of its like synapses and shit.
Yeah,
and then rebuilt that as like logic gates in a computer and then just uploaded that into a robot, and then the robot diddles around, not unlike the worm does in terms of like
what does the robot look like.
They showed, this is another reason why I clicked it, was that the still frame showed a fucking Lego Mindstorms creation.
Oh my god, like literally?
Yeah. They You're uploaded it into the Mindstorms brick.
You're fucking kidding me.
I'm not.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
And it just sort of wiggled like a worm.
I'm thinking about this right now, okay?
Yeah.
About, 40 years ago.
Yeah.
A fucking computer that could do less shit than my currently flagging and decrepit iPhone 5 would take up the entire like computer science wing of a fucking top tier research university. Right. So if we can make a Lego Mindstorms brick into a little teeny tiny nematode-esque worm, then in 40 years, maybe I can upload my brain to a Ghost in the Shell robot brain.
Because specifically the place where my brain went when you said that it was a Lego Mindstorm creation was that that's just what robots are going to be made of forevermore. And they're going to, like, the thing that they upload a people brain into is going to be a Lego creation.
You're talking about the best,
and it's gonna be you. It's gonna be your brain.
You're talking about the best possible way.
And you're gonna have
death.
A you're gonna have a brick brother.
Yes, abso-fucking-lutely.
And it's gonna be called.
Caitlin, do you see that fucking Back to the Future Lego set up there? Do you see the fucking?
I mean, I know about it. I don't know why I turn around. Like, I don't need to look at it.
Do you see the fucking Lego Movie Benny's spaceship that I bought?
Yes, I'm aware of it.
Those are going to become part of me in the future.
Yeah, because you're
gonna
be a minifigure.
No, I'm not going to be a minifigure. I'm going to be a regular human-sized humanoid robot.
Uh-huh.
I'm also just going to have all these
but
sick
gonna
Lego
be made
bits
of, you're
going to
be made of bricks.
Me. Yeah, I'm going to have fucking Groundskeeper Willie up there riding on top of my dome. Just like plugged into two studs on,
every
on the
day,
crown of
every
my head.
Every day you go to work with a different minifig on your forehead.
Exactly.
Just a little bit of flair.
Fuck clothes. I'm just going to like, what Lego parts did Matt snap onto his bod last night? Mm-hmm. Oh, look, he's got a little micro scale representation of Bag End from Lord of the Rings just sitting on top of his head. What a chiller. He looks really great today. I should tell him. And I'll be like, yeah, I already know. Don't waste my time. I need to get on a plane to Japan.
I'm going to click agriculture.
Sure.
Did you see that on my browser, the agriculture link is purple already?
Yes.
Because I fell into a deep wiki hole a while ago about like the Neolithic Revolution.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It was tight.
What prompted that?
Oh, my God. What did prompt that? I don't even remember. I was just like thinking about cavemen and shit, you know?
Did you rewind? Did I ever tell you about my super special cool kid middle school, high school curriculum?
Nope.
And how it's structured?
You told me how you went to Prague and didn't have any fun.
I didn't have any cool kid fun.
Well,
but I had some fun. I went to the...
You had some good, clean, sober fun.
Back up.
Did you have a soda pop
back
at the
up,
18
rewind.
And under club?
I don't know if I mentioned this the last time I talked about that trip to Prague on the pod. But before I touch on the Neolithic Revolution, in Prague, we went to the Franz Kafka Museum, which is probably
Is the whole thing just like a joke? Just like an ironic... A hole that you like can't escape from.
What's the slogan for Disneyland? The happiest place on earth.
Happiest place on earth. Yeah.
Now imagine the opposite. And I wish Caitlin, I wish they had gone the full nine yards and did what you just outlined, which is that you go to the Franz Kafka Museum, but actually it's just the waiting room to the Franz Kafka Museum, and they just slap down a stack of forms for you to fill out,
right.
And you never actually make it into the museum. And if you do, they just fucking murder you.
Yeah.
I wish it was that.
It's not.
But
it's just depressing.
Well, yeah, it's a depressing tour of Franz Kafka's admittedly very depressing life.
Yeah.
At one point, though, as you're making your way through the museum, because like many of these little tiny focus on person museum, there's like a set path to walk along.
Uh-huh.
you descend down a staircase,
yeah,
that is lit from underneath, just like bright fucking hell flame red. So you're literally like descending down the most hellish staircase I would hope in Prague and possibly the world.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Good stuff, that museum. Cool. Had, well, a lot, well, had a ton,
wow,
of fun there.
Cali, neat.
But that was my senior year. Starting the seventh grade, the whole fucking conceit of our cool kid curriculum was that they would start at the dawn of mankind. And Jesus. Then you would follow history throughout your 6 years at the school.
Yeah, it's pretty
until
radical.
You were doing fucking AP Comp Gov as a senior. So
Comp Gov, the highest achievement of mankind.
Well, that comes pretty late in the fucking historical record, does it not? Pretty much.
Yeah, but I mean, so do other things.
Anything in the modern,
like the Lego Mindstorm.
Yeah, sure. They'll have to add another year when more history has happened. They'll tack another year onto middle school, high school.
Right.
Anyway, we had a unit on the Neolithic Revolution, and I believe we made like shit bread. I don't mean like bread made
out of
shit.
Poop.
Just like, no, I mean like just the shitty kind of
just
bread,
like bad bread,
like the earliest kinds of bread, the bread that nobody wants now because we got better at bread.
I don't know why they're not giving those people credit for. Because I bet that if you were a subsistence farmer and all you were fucking eating was bread and like foraged herbs or whatever, mm-hmm. you would be better at making bread than us, like are the 21st century humans that do not work in bakeries.
Hmm.
I'm just saying.
So you're saying
I think that they would figure that shit out.
You think that just because the what we quote unquote know about early man doesn't yet
just
suggest
because
they made
haven't
good
found
bread.
A goddamn fossilized loaf of sourdough.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean that they didn't figure it out.
Look, I have to juggle so many things day to day as just a regular part of the modern condition.
Yeah.
Whole industries have sprung up around bringing me whatever the fuck I want brought to me by a person on a bicycle,
mm-hmm.
because I'm too goddamn busy or lazy or stressed to take care of any of it.
Yeah.
Go back. Go way back. Way, way back.
Sorry, I thought you were talking to me
no,
about
no.
the Wikipedia
oh, no.
page.
Go way, way back you? in time
in,
with me.
Okay. Going. Okay.
I think
it.
You're fucking right, because think about Neolithic person hanging out.
Yeah.
What do they gotta do?
Make
not,
bread.
Not get eaten.
Not get eaten.
And
farm
eat.
Farm the land.
Not get eaten and
make,
also eat.
Make the bread.
Yeah.
Eat the bread.
So that person's gonna fucking they've got a fucking sourdough
That's what I'm
starter.
Saying. They got a lot of time to get
out.
Their bread game down.
They're making the bread and they're making it into fucking like pretzel knots.
They're making it. They're tying
they're
knots in it.
Super pretty shit.
Let me tell you the yeast strains in motherfucking 10,000 BC. That was the plum. The plum yeast, you know? That was that good shit.
That was that good shit. That good shit that fell by the wayside when someone was like, "Wait, hey,
I could grow this
what
in
if,
a petri dish."
No, when someone was like, "Hey, what if we can like barter and shit?" And then I don't have to make my own bread.
Yeah.
And then they fucking let their cool ass yeast line die
all
out.
All the good yeasts just died out.
Yeah. Fucking capitalism.
It's a goddamn shame, you know?
Yeah. All right. Agriculture. You got anything about labor practices?
Okay. Well, so I have come up with a couple of possibilities. I have not yet found. Well, let me just go to the see also section real quick. Let's see if there's anything down there.
Good friend and listener Mark Hintz posted something interesting to the Facebook page, if you haven't seen it, which was him fucking showing off that from a start on a random page. I don't think it was the same page
no,
we started
a different
out
page.
On. Yeah. So he did his own path.
Yeah, Mark, let's not fucking judge how we did if you're not going to start on the same page.
Yeah, I mean, one point, but I was going to let it slide. But he showed off and showed that he could navigate to a list of fictional snakes.
And he cheated.
He did fucking cheat. But he brought up the point that, oh, I don't, you know, I thought in the rules you can't use any links from C also. To which we say,
we don't follow
oh,
that
fuck
fucking
no.
stupid
oh,
rule.
No, that's C also, that's fair game.
Yeah.
That's fair game.
Yeah.
That's like.
That's definitely got to be a less important rule than no control effing.
Yeah.
Mark.
Yeah. I mean, dude's a cheater and a stickler for the rules that we don't follow because they're dumb. But I don't want to alienate him. I love him.
We're not going to alienate him.
He's just a cheat and a show off.
He's just a fucking cheater.
But he's a good guy.
I mean, he's like more or less he's a good
except
guy.
Except for the
like,
cheat and the show off part. Yeah.
So. Okay. So
every fucking actual applicable see also link is a gift directly to Caitlin and me from Smile Boy. Sometimes he graces the top of the page. Jimmy Wales himself. He's like, you know, I know sometimes this website is a fucking living nightmare for you two to navigate, but sometimes here's a gift right here in the See Also page. If you could just throw me a couple bucks and I say, no, Jimmy, you've not earned it, but thank you.
And that's why.
Thank you for the link.
Yeah, I mean, that is why Jimmy made the See Also section.
Yes.
Okay, so we could go to main article under See Also, outline of agriculture. Is that one of those boring things that we were in last time?
I don't think that's a good idea.
What do you think outline of agriculture is?
I bet it's sort of like a taxonomical
like a category.
It's like a taxonomy of links or something. Okay. I don't know.
Because then there's also okay. Well, we can look at this section. We can go through this section real quick. Oh, God damn it, motherfucker!
You see the word labor, but it's not a hyperlink.
Again,
yeah.
Jesus Christ. Okay. But I was looking at, okay, maybe industrialized farms, but that's not, I don't think
no.
that's it.
Nope, nope, because then we'll just get to
and
fucking...
then there's also just farm, because there's separate articles for agriculture and farming.
Nah, I want to see the article for just farm.
Okay, let's go there. All right.
Step five, farm.
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 Have we talked about Harvest Moon on this podcast?
It's
the game Harvest Moon.
It's very possible.
God, I love that game. I miss it. I miss that fucking thing so much.
Have you not heard about Stardew Valley?
I can't play it. I have a Mac, Matthew.
I was listening to a gaming podcast, and apparently there's a workaround that you can use.
Okay, well, somebody...
It might not work.
I need to hire a hacker to come to my house and get that installed on my machine, because... I don't know how to do that.
Caitlin, I'm going to be unemployed in 3 days.
And you're a hacker, right?
Yeah. So if you could just toss me like a couple bucks, I can get Stardew Valley up and running.
But Stardew Valley.
On my Mac.
You can have like 20% of the minutes that I spent on that game. You can play those minutes.
Great deal. Yeah. I'll just spend that fucking 20% sabotaging every relationship you try to form with the townsfolk. And I'll just like fucking uproot all your veggies. I'll destroy your mayonnaise machine or whatever the fuck you build. Yeah. I'll just ruin it all.
Okay. I'm going to go kill myself right now.
Why? Oh,
look at the third paragraph under the Americas section. Read that third paragraph for me.
In the United States, not a hyperlink.
Okay.
Oh, there are over 3 million migrant and seasonal farm workers. Not hyperlinks.
None of those are hyperlinks.
Fuck.
What the fuck? Maybe it's earlier.
It's possible.
Okay, you keep talking, and I'm going to just...
keep talking, because we can't hold the conversation while we're actually actively playing the game.
The thing is that I have been playing the game for the last 20 minutes.
And I've just been yammering on.
Yeah. So one of us can do that. I'm going to say I've been back-channeling pretty well.
Well, I was not criticizing.
No, I know.
I was bringing it to light to have the listeners stop... Have a calm moment of reflection and think, wow, they're really good at doing that. They're just like...
Because they didn't even know until I said that.
They're fucking on it, aren't they?
Right?
They were talking about poop. They were talking about...
Jimmy Wales.
Yeah.
And that whole time, I've been reading Wikipedia.
They were talking about poop? And poop?
Yeah.
I'm calling Jimmy Wales a piece of shit.
Uh-huh. And the Lego mat.
And Lego Matt? That Lego Matt bit was great, wasn't it?
It's a great
wasn't
bit.
It, listeners?
Classic bit.
Put it in a shareable clip. Just say, we uploaded this stringy boy's brain into a Lego brick, and you won't believe how.
Stringy boy.
Yeah.
Is that how you think of yourself?
I'm kind of stringy. I'm kind of sinewy.
I definitely say you're more stringy than like spherical or like cubical.
You know who's a spherical bloke?
Who?
Brock Lesnar.
That's true, yeah. Very rounded.
Do you want to know what I watched for the first time this weekend?
Wrestling.
WrestleMania.
You know, I was looking at some YouTube videos of The Rock in his wrestling.
In his wrestling prime.
Prime, yeah. And I was thinking, like, I could kind of get behind this.
Wrestling is fucking like, dope is what I learned. Tight.
And I'm not, like, the actual wrestling is like, okay. Like, I can appreciate this as, like, an athletic thing that they're doing, but just the whole...
No, you got hooked by the storyline, didn't you?
Just the storyline, just the drama of the whole thing is so incredible.
You got hooked by the theater side of it, yeah.
It's the theater, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's the shit. That's the shit that people who hate on wrestling never stop to appreciate.
Right.
They're just like, oh, it's really dumb, and it's all fake, and it's like...
But these personas that these wrestlers craft for themselves are like... That's something else, isn't it? You know,
Caitlin, as a nerd boy who follows a lot of games people on Twitter, I've been hearing about this hotshot trio called the New Day.
Mm-hmm.
They're WWE. I don't know if they're tag team or like triple team.
Mm-hmm.
It's three of them. So, but there's like a term for
whatever that thing is. Yeah,
in a ring. Anyway, and hearing about these hotshots. They're so good, and they're like they're all nerds.
They're just nerds.
And what do these nerds do? What do these nerdy boys do?
I don't know.
They push out a giant fucking cereal box with the name Bootios onto the ramp, onto the entry ramp, and then these boys tip over the box. Emerge from the cereal box like they're fucking animated cereal prizes come to life wearing fucking Dragon Ball Z costumes.
Oh my god.
And then they go fucking wrestle. And then at the end of their whole match, one of them gets stunned by Stone Cold Steve Austin. And it's the highlight of that dude's career It's his WrestleMania moment.
Right, you're right. Yeah.
It was just a valued thing.
Oh, boy.
Anime boys emerging from a box of cereal. Are you fucking kidding me? I think I'm a wrestling fan now.
That's incredible.
Later, The Rock came out, which was actually pretty lame, but it started out strong because he just lit a cardboard construction of Rock on fire with a flamethrower.
Oh my god.
He came out with a fucking flamethrower. I thought it was a t-shirt cannon at first. And I was like, this is weird that The Rock has stooped this. Whoa, shit. It's oh my god. Thrower. It's shooting fucking fire. That's wrestling.
That is wrestling. This is wrestling.
You've been wrestling with this page.
I've been wrestling with this page. A couple of ideas.
You haven't found a silver bullet, have you?
No, I haven't found a silver bullet.
Fucking
hell. But, okay. History of agriculture. Idea number one.
I think that might be good.
Idea number two, market garden or truck farm, which is where vegetables and flowers are grown. But that sounds like kind of a British thing, doesn't it?
It does.
That sounds kind of like the way that people do things out, you know, over there.
Yeah.
Those people that aren't like us.
I would do an imitation of what I think the owner of a market garden would sound like, but I don't think it would be appropriate.
Don't do it, mate. I'm going to click history of agriculture.
What did you say?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What did you say?
I was actually hoping that we could go the whole episode without anyone doing that. You what, mate? Okay.
Mate, do you think they get the vegetables at Shaky Nando's from a market garden?
That was pretty good, actually. That was not bad. You're improving.
It's because I'm trying to become more culturally sensitive.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Step six, history of agriculture, FYI.
Okay. Oh, my God. Okay. Strawberry is a link on this page.
But not something more useful.
Well... I'm just like, okay, God, there's a lot of citations on this page. History of agriculture. It's just like, okay, 20th century. This is just about fucking farm technology. What about the people? What about the people that do it, you know? That's what I want to know. when it gets just quiet like this and it's just me talking to myself, that's when you know that Matt has taken over the computer.
See? But now I feel bad.
Don't feel bad.
Well,
why do you feel bad?
It's one of two ways. Either
here,
I'm blowing up your spot and I'm talking
it?
Too much.
Can you reach the computer and talk at the same time now?
Well, no, not really.
Well, you're doing it right
earlier
now.
Earlier I was reaching over and not talking because I was deep in thought.
Was that it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, so now you can just try this out. You know,
it feels bad. It's like 10 times harder than like rubbing my tummy and patting my head. It's like,
yeah, because it's like rubbing your prefrontal cortex and patting your occipital lobe.
Fucking painful. It's like, I feel like I'm taking a test right now.
You are taking a test. The test is, can you do my job?
That's fucking unfair, ain't it? God, though. Yeah, this is a lot of shit about technology and not
like
a lot of shit about, you know, oh wait, even today you gotta have people.
You gotta have persons on a lot of these farms.
We have some.
Okay, maybe look at the sidebar. Maybe
of types of farming, related things: agribusiness, agroecology, agroforestry, animal husbandry. These still seem like they're hewing more towards tech than they are people. God, I bet you there's some kind of article that's like people important to
you. I have a last ditch idea that we can try.
Okay,
so we go back up to the Americas section, North America.
Yeah.
Where did I see this?
Did you see grapes, just by any chance?
I didn't see grapes. I saw strawberries, which I know is a thing that like humans have to harvest, which is why I thought of that. But okay, no, goddammit. I thought there was a part that said agriculture in like the southwestern U.S.
Nope.
I was just gonna zoom out to like
you saw agriculture in the prehistoric Southwest, probably.
Okay, did you see that, or am I imagining? Wait, Concord grapes.
Oh,
is that the kind?
Shit. I think.
It was table grapes, right? It was California
Concord
table
grapes.
Grapes.
Just click it. Okay.
I don't know if that's the same. Okay, history. Nothing about a boycott in here.
Oh, fuck, because Concord, Massachusetts.
Okay, but let's just zoom out. Let's
go
to grapes.
Grape. Hold on. I think that's step 8.
Grape therapy? Excuse you.
What?
Grape therapy.
It's, yeah.
You gotten some grape therapy done?
No, but fucking anything that grows on a tree is gonna be used in a kind of therapy. is it not?
Grapes grow on vines.
Oh, fuck.
Grape therapy, also known as amplilotherapy.
Okay, we
can't.
It's
a form of naturopathic medicine. This is interesting. It involves heavy consumption of grapes, including seeds and parts of the vine, including leaves.
Sorry, not interesting. Not interesting. People have eaten all those things for various reasons, not least of which is that they're tasty.
Right, because
throughout
they're yummy.
Time.
Okay, but
so the fact that somebody then thought like, yeah, this will cure what ails me, grapes, is like not a revelation to me.
Okay.
We have people who fucking put a
go.
Drop of bleach in their like tumbler of water.
Do we want to go to list of grape varieties? Because I know that the thing that they boycotted, they were called California table grapes, and I don't know if that's
sure,
a variety.
Okay.
That's what everyone
said. Let's go. List of grape varieties. Hitting a list and crossing our fingers.
Yeah. Oh my god, what if your fucking internet quit right now?
That would be terrifying.
Okay, we're good.
That would be an act of God.
Okay, this is that thing where if I could... Okay, table. Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay.
My God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, my Jesus.
I've seen a lot of red...
I don't know what... Oh, my God.
Red hyperlinks.
Oh, my God. There's so many kinds of grapes, you guys. It's overwhelming.
Well, this was a fucking... This was a bad turn, was it not? This is some fucking wine connoisseur Wikipedia shit, and not at all concerned with, you know,
just eating grapes, just
the,
regular grape eaters.
The stuff surrounding grapes. The culture, the industry surrounding them. It's just about like, here's where this fucking grape comes from if you're interested about the $500 bottle of wine you got.
Are you looking at this incredible table?
This table fucking blows.
This table takes up probably 9/10 of the page, and it's a very long page, and I don't even know what this table is, but I'm about to find out.
This table's fucking pissing me off.
What is this? It's not gonna end. Oh my god. It's...
Go back over the top. All right. Stop. Okay, stop.
It's just all the kinds.
Yes, it's all the fucking kinds. We see. We get what that's what the table is. The listener at home is screaming it right now.
Okay, table grape is its own page.
Table grape is its own
table
page.
Grape.
Table
Let's grape. Fucking do it. Okay, market characteristics, North American and European markets. Oh my god, why doesn't it at least just say where they grew them, you know?
Okay, there's no reason to get mad. Okay, there's no fucking way we can do this. There's plenty of reason to get mad.
Because I don't know what any of these
damn
grapes
it.
Are. Let's just guess on one of these grapes, and if it doesn't work out, we'll give up. I'm going to... Not Niagara. That sounds like New York. I don't
okay,
like that.
Fine.
Maybe Sultana.
All right. Sultana, a.k.a. Thompson Seedless Grape. My internet's chugging.
It's sluggish, right?
Sultana grape.
There's nothing here. Oh yeah. My god, California.
California ain't even
it was,
linked.
It was grown in California. Was or is. And
well.
Ah, dang.
I think we done been bested.
Yeah.
I don't think we got to Cesar Chavez
dang.
Day.
And we were like, we're gonna be able to do this for sure.
Yeah, I thought I was actually going to be okay.
I'm going to blame that one page that should have had migrant farm worker as a link and did not.
Caitlin, don't fucking go out to that racetrack with a sledgehammer or like a jumbo size fucking
like a big file.
Pair of tweezers.
A jumbo tweeze?
Yeah, don't fucking whatever novelty size tools you have, don't take them out there and start hacking away.
You know I did do that one time.
I fucking know. And I was a pit of despair opened up and swallowed me.
Yeah, really?
No. But a little but the seed of one was planted. And every time you feed that hunger in you, that seed gets a little bit of water, gets a little bit of sunlight.
A little miniature black hole in there.
Yeah.
And you're right in your tummy.
Right in my tummy. And the more you give Wikipedia what it wants, the more you change the landscape.
What Wikipedia wants is to be a reliable, accessible repository of information about every subject you can imagine. And I don't see anything wrong with helping it become that.
One day you wake up.
Yeah.
And you're...
And I'm a Wikipedia.
And your fucking... Your vision is just webcam.
Just tables and subtables.
No, no. It's just a webcam feed of a stark white room with a door directly in front of you. And you're like, what is this? And then who opens the door? It's me.
It's Jimmy Wales.
No. It's fucking me. And do you know what I've got on that day?
Hold on. You have the Homer Simpson minifigure.
I have the Homer Simpson minifigure right on top of my dome. Yeah. And I walk in my Lego body and I say, Caitlin, you know what happened? Yeah. You edited Wikipedia so much, they added your brain to the wiki servers. And I'm out here being a Lego boy.
And it's me, Brick Matt. I don't even exist yet in the real world. This is where I've started my existence.
What?
I was in the wiki space.
No, you were uploaded in the wiki space, and then I said, knock, knock, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Turn on that webcam feed for Caitlin. I need to go rub it in her face that
so
she let herself down this dark path.
One of the walls in this room is seeing the real world.
Yes.
Okay, I get it. I thought you were in the room with me.
Sorry, I thought I was taking you along effectively on this thought journey.
Let me just ask you, in this white room...
Mm-hmm.
Do I get to play the Wikipedia game, but in just like by walking through the rooms? Because that sounds pretty fucking fun.
They're still going to be working on that technology. By the time I have my version 1.0 Lego body and I come to see you there as you've been subsumed into the wiki mass.
Yeah.
As fuel and processing power. they won't have that yet.
Ah, dang.
But let me tell you, virtual reality is going to be really sick come that year.
Yeah.
Gonna be no reason to fuck around with the real reality. So you'll be able to do whatever you want anyway.
All right. Okay. Yeah. That's good.
My name is Matthew Olson. You can find me on Twitter. It's at Matthew Olson. I'll leave it at that for this week. That's where you can find me. You can follow me for my dumb tweets.
You can find me on Twitter at bestkabest. That's best as in the superlative. K-A best again. And you can tweet at the show at get to that, or you can also use the hashtag CYGTT, which I don't think we've really been saying, but you can do that.
Use it.
You can also use it on Facebook or Instagram.
Well,
if you're into that,
we don't
I won't see it,
yeah.
But you can do it, you know, do what you want.
Take a picture of yourself listening to this podcast, tag it. Hashtag CYGTT,
take a picture of yourself,
and then just release it into the void.
Take a picture of yourself tagging a wall with the hashtag CYGTT, and then hashtag that with our hashtag. And
Caitlin, we could get
put it on the Instagram.
We could get in real trouble for that.
I never said a wall that didn't belong to them.
Yeah, only walls that belong to you. You also didn't say walls that don't belong to them.
I didn't not say that. This has been Can You Get to That?
Thank you, Nathan Quinn, for this
Thanks
week's topic.
So much, Nathan Quinn.
You bested us.
I'm so sorry we fucked up your topic. I feel bad about that.
I'm so sorry we spent half the podcast talking about poop.
About shit and excrement.
And our robot futures.
Yeah, this has been Can You Get to That? And what if technology bad, though, Matt?
What if technology bad, though?